This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on into our Friday, July the 18th edition of Sports Talk as we get ready for Saints training camp. First practice will be Wednesday, folks, not too far away, helping us break it all down as the players get ready to report for camp. Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champ and Saints pregame and postgame analyst. Scott, always, thank you so much for your time, man. How's it going? Scott, this time of year, be honest, so was it something that you looked forward to getting to camp, or was it, oh, man, you know, the grind starts and it was more taxing than something you look forward to?
No, this is the time of year where everybody who's retired is happy they're retired. It's not until week one starts where everybody kind of misses it, but training camp is kind of a season in itself, but it's also a time when you get together and find out exactly what you have after a hard off season of work.
Yeah, Scott, I know in the past you said, like, hey, you could usually tell during camp when you're like, oh, this is a team that can win. Like, we feel confident this is a team that can get something done. What did that feel like? Like, what did you see in, like, 2009 where you felt confident going into the season, like, this could be something special?
Yeah, I think part of it is, first of all, from a talent standpoint, you look around your team, and when you play long enough, you kind of know if you have the spots filled that you need filled. You know if you're talented enough at linebacker, at D end, at corner. You know, you go check all these boxes. And I've said it before, I mean, 2009 and 2011 were years where I was like, man, I don't see many weaknesses, if at all, in our team. So those years kind of played out where we had really good teams. And after that, after the talent aspect, you look and you say, how well do the guys play together? How well do they get along? How well do they communicate? And once you have that, it's a special combination.
When you look at this squad going into this year, obviously the number one competition everybody's talking about is who's going to be the QB after we know Derek Carr retires, and we have a lot of unknowns right now with a bunch of young quarterbacks and the rookie Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, and even Hunter Deckers in the mix. This is something that we were kind of batting around previously with the amount of reps that are available at practices. How hard is it going to be to determine this QB competition?
Yeah, well, it's going to be tough. You nailed it. The reps are a big part. You know, obviously in practice, the starter or there's co-starters, the one and two guys are going to get most of the reps. And after that, it's, you know, you're fighting for the last few plays of each practice, of each series, whether it's red zone or 7-on-7. So you really have to impress in those limited reps you get. And I think the big thing, you know, nobody likes playing the preseason games, but if you're a young guy, you're trying to make a roster, you're trying to be the third quarterback, you need five plays a game, six plays a game. You need to just show that you have something. And then, you know, when it comes down to a quarterback competition, those preseason games are invaluable because you never know. Guys just perform different. Some guys, you know, every day there's no pressure in practice. You go out there and you perform well. But then there's some guys when the lights come on, they shrivel and the other guys step up. So those preseason games carry a lot of weight as well.
Yeah, and you know, one thing Kellen Moore has been pretty insistent on is that this is a three-way quarterback competition. He will not count Jake Haener out of it, even though it kind of feels like just the conventional wisdom would be Rattler and Shuck. Is that really a tenable scenario to have a legitimate three-way quarterback competition where, you know, these aren't long practices, you don't have 2-a-days anymore, there's a limited number of reps, and splitting it between three guys evenly just seems difficult?
No, it certainly is. I think as a coach, you kind of sometimes you have to say those things. And listen, you can jump from the third spot to become the starter. But like I said, in those few reps you get in practice in the preseason games, you really have to wow and make the coaches say, hey, we need to start getting this guy some more reps. But if you don't do that, you don't have enough time to filter through three guys at really any position, let alone the quarterback position. You want to get – you have an idea who your starter is. You're going to probably lean towards them for one practice, and then the next guy's going to get a few more plays. But at that position, more than any, it's about reps. You have to have time on task. You have to see the speed of the game and see the defensive guys going against man coverage and zone coverage and things like that. So you said it perfect. You don't have really enough time in camp anymore to go through a three-man race at many positions.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, if you were looking at it and say, what I would like to know who the starting quarterback is by this time, you know, when would it be? Because, like, I feel like there's got to be a point in camp where you want to know, okay, this is our starter, we're going to plan for this, right? Because it can't be, okay, the week before the season starts, you're suddenly figuring out who the guy is.
Yeah, I think for me, that timetable is after the second preseason game. Unless one of the guys is just wowing in all the training camp practices, and then they come out in the preseason game one and just, you know, really impress, and now the coaching staff has enough confidence to make that guy the starter. But for me, I would like to see one of the guys get a lot of reps in preseason game one, another guy get a lot of reps in preseason game two, give them an entire half, maybe 2.5 quarters, especially at that position. Like I said, you need a lot of reps, you know, I think after the second preseason game, you have to have a good idea, because a lot of starters are not going to play in the third preseason game. They may play a series or two after you announce who the starting quarterback is, because your team also has to have time to rally around that guy before regular season starts.
We know this team definitely is heavily invested and has been in building through the trenches. And you look at the investment that they've made along the offensive line, getting another first-round pick in Kelvin Banks Jr. added to the mix this year. I'm hoping that this is an underrated, you know, star for this team. The offensive line seems like it's going to be, you know, the thing that carries this offense this season.
Yeah, I think you have to. And, you know, sometimes it puts a lot of pressure on a young guy to say, we have to hit on this position. I think when you invest that many times in the first round in an offensive lineman, you don't have enough time to really have guys that don't pan out. And hopefully Trevor Penning, going from tackle, who they invested a high first-round pick in or mid-first-round pick in, he can be a great player at guard, because there are so many positions on the field who are impact players. Defensive ends, corners, obviously quarterback. You know, Alvin's going in his ninth year, so running back. There's a lot of different positions that you probably could have went in the first round. But I think what you do when you're taken that high is you say, what guy is going to be an outstanding player for 9, 10, 11 years for us? And they obviously felt like Banks, and a lot of people really like him. So I think if you solidify the left tackle and the right tackle position, you've got a lot of things covered, and now you can address a lot of the other things coming up.
You know, Scott, when we talked to Cesar Ruiz last week, one of the questions we asked him was, you know, how has your kind of routine changed throughout the course of your NFL career? And, you know, it was kind of interesting because he started out saying, yeah, when I started my career, I would just go to the gym, I'd lift weights. I was like, all right, this is enough. And then, you know, year five, year six is suddenly like I got my diet like perfectly in tune. Like I have this whole system. You know, I'm just curious, how long did it take you into your NFL career before you felt like you had kind of the pro regimen? Like, I have this kind of locked down, like I know what I'm doing. And, you know, also just like, how did you learn that throughout the course of your career?
Yeah, I think, first of all, a lot of guys, you got to make it to year 3, 4, or 5 before you have proof of concept. Like, yeah, my plan actually works, because if you think your plan works and it's not any good, you'd probably be out of the league by year 2 and 3. So I think once you've been in the NFL for a couple years, 3 or 4 years, you know what works and what doesn't work. What works for your body in the weight room, what works for your body nutrition-wise, rest-wise, and everybody's different. And I think that's a huge part of having staying power in professional sports, because every year you're trying to be replaced. It's a replacement business, and you have to find out what your edge is. Maybe your edge is watching more film than the other guys. Maybe your edge is eating better than the other guys. It's about sacrificing and being disciplined. And I think for every guy, they go through that learning about their own body, what fine-tunes it, what keeps them healthy. Because, like I said, the best ability you can have is availability. So you all have to figure out how to do that for each individual body.
Talking to Saints Super Bowl champ Scott Shanley with us. I know you know a lot about linebackers, Scott. One of the guys that a lot of fans are interested in coming into this season, their fourth-round pick out of Oklahoma, Danny Stutzman. Wonder what you've seen from him and what you think we can expect from him coming forward in his rookie year with the black and gold.
Yeah, I really like the pick for Danny, because the one thing's for certain. Yeah, obviously you want to hit on starters in the fourth, fifth, sixth round. Neil at running back, the same kind of thing. Very productive players in college. When you don't make the playoffs for a few years, you don't really have the luxury of looking for diamonds in the rough and hoping guys. You took productive players, and Danny was a very productive player. I watched a lot of Oklahoma football. My oldest son goes to OU, so I watched a lot of Sooner football, and he's just a tackling machine. He flies around sideline to sideline. He was the captain of their team. He was the communicator on their team, and you love that from a linebacker perspective. It means he's smart. He understands the game, plays with passion and energy, and guys rally around him. You could see when he made a play, their entire defense was hitting him on the head. They knew who made their defense go. So I really like that pick, because even if he doesn't turn out to be a starter, and hopefully he does, you know, as DeMario ages, he's going to be a great special teams player. And I think the thing that really solidified him as a pick in those mid rounds is he went and ran a really good 40. And a lot of people had concerns about his playing in space and coverage. And I really like the pick of Danny, because I think he's going to be a good football player.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing to me about Danny is, like, really no one was looking at him. He said the Saints were the only team that had him in for a workout. And, you know, he seems to me, and obviously you've watched him a lot, he seems to me like the type of guy that's almost an advantage for the Saints, in that I want that guy to come in and have a chip on his shoulder. Because, you know, so much of, you know, being a successful mid-round player is work ethic, is being willing to outwork everybody else. And I kind of like bringing a guy in who feels like, well, okay, I'm going to prove everybody wrong.
Absolutely, because it makes your locker room better. Guys love playing with guys like Danny. And when I say that, it's the energy and the passion he plays with. You can tell if a guy loves football. You can watch it. You can turn on a TV copy. You don't need a coach's copy. And watch how they play. And like I said, his defensive teammates rallied around him and were always there to congratulate him when he made plays. And he made a lot of plays behind the line of scrimmage. He plays downhill. I'm not saying he's going to be a nickel linebacker and you know, playing in the 4-2-5, but in a base defense, especially early in his career, I really think he could buy for playing time, because he's just a football player.
When you look at this Saints personnel on defense, how do you think they're going to fit in with Brandon Staley's scheme coming into this year? Because it's gonna look a whole lot different with now Dennis Allen around.
I'm right there with you. I don't know what to expect either. I think the one thing going into the draft that they didn't come out of the draft with that I thought they needed to make this conversion better was, you know, the hybrid guys, the 3-4 outside linebackers, the guys who can play in space. And it sounds like they're going to have Chase and Carl do those things. Cam has done some of those things in his career. But those guys are a lot bigger body types than you see. If you think back to the Steelers with James Harrison and guys like that who can drop into the flat as well as rush. So I didn't think they came out of the draft with enough of those hybrid rush guys for a 3-4 defense. But the one thing about Staley is you have to be a smart football player in his defense. And listen to the Chargers players who play under him and the Rams players. He's going to get exotic. He's going to get, you know, you can't say it's going to be 4-3 or 3-4 the whole game. He's going to find a bunch of different ways to have 11 guys on the field. That gives offenses fits. And if you have a smart defense of players, which I think the Saints do, you can really confuse a lot of offenses.
Scott, curious too, have you had any interactions with new head coach Kellen Moore? Your thoughts on him?
No, I have not. I'm looking forward to meeting him. I've heard such great things about him from a lot of people. You know, Zach Streep is now the offensive line coach in Denver, knows Kellen well. He spoke highly of him. You just look back at his stops with Philly, win the Super Bowl. He was with the Chargers for a year, had really good offenses with Dallas. So he worked with three really good quarterbacks, had a lot of offensive success. And I think when you look at where this offense was the past couple of years, I love I love going offensive minded at coach. You kind of teams usually go from one to the other. This team needs a little bit of a spark on the offensive side of the ball. I think Kellen's one of the brightest young offensive minds in the game. And I'm not saying he's going to be Sean Payton. There's only one Sean Payton when it comes to demeanor and some of those things. But I think when it comes to X's and O's, I think Kellen can really do a good job of putting some of these skill guys in position to win. And this offense has needed that the last couple of years.
Yeah, one thing Darren Rizzi said last year when talking about Sean is that he was a guy on the sideline and he had like a halo around him in that everyone knew not to go within that halo. Otherwise, you could not account for what might happen to you. So you're saying you do not anticipate that Kellen's going to be one of those halo guys?
No, I don't think right away. I think personality-wise, I think offensive-minded-wise, you can compare the two a lot. I think that they do a great job of matchups, getting their players in space to make plays, take advantage of mismatches. But as far as personality, I think they're very different people. And that's fine. You can win a lot of different ways. I think with Sean grew up under Bill Parcells, and I was with Sean in Dallas. So I saw the Bill Parcells in him when he would say things and the way he would push buttons with certain players. And that was one of his truly great skills besides offensive play calling was he knew exactly how to treat each individual player differently based on their personality and what buttons he had to push to make them play their best. And I think Kellen, there's a lot of respect around the league for Kellen. Obviously, he was a player, a coach, and guys just seem to elevate their play for him as a coach.
Scott, definitely appreciate you carving out some time for us on this Friday. Look forward to seeing you at camp eventually.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Take care.
Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champ and Saints pregame and postgame analyst joining us there. And, yeah, just a guy that has been around this team for a while, obviously. And you heard from him even. He's curious to see how this defense is going to look with Brandon Staley.
It's all going to look different. Right, and I've seen a few people say, like, okay, should they have brought in more edge rushers? I don't know. I feel like I just need to see what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
I don't know what they need. We'll find out what they need in real time with the rest of them. So it's going to be fascinating. But that's one of the reasons I'm excited about this season, even though in the back of my head I'm like, it's probably isn't going to go great, like in terms of the win-loss record, because you're going to see things that you just haven't seen, and that's in and of itself exciting.
What we're going to need to do right now, Jeff, is take a break, so we'll be right back after this. You can sound off on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. We'll be back right after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows that you love. Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell, Scoot, and Sports Talk. Also, all the local content that you crave on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. Welcome back into Sports Talk here on WWL. You can chime in with me and Jeff and Charlie here on the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Just talk to Super Bowl champ Scott Shanley about training camp, getting ready to kick off for the black and gold. This weekend, though, big time in the city. We got power slap competition going on this evening, and then tomorrow, UFC 318 between, there's a lot of bouts going on, but the main one, the local guy, Dustin Poirier, calling a career, looking to win a title on his way out as well. So we'll see if he can do that. I'm not a big UFC guy, but I wish I had tickets for tomorrow night, Jeff.
Well, you should go find some.
I know they're going to be pricey.
If you were in MMA, would you want to be a boxer or a wrestler? I guess there's other options. You could be like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I'd probably be more into the trying to get people into submission holds.
So, yeah, that seems like that's my problem with UFC is when it becomes a boxing match. Because if I wanted to watch a boxing match, I just watch a boxing match. I want to see some weird
the grapples and
yeah.
All that.
Yeah, I want to see some like triangle chokes and you know all those crazy things that they do. I used to play the games. That was more fun. I would learn how to do all those, and then I would beat my friends, and they wouldn't know what I was doing, and I would win that way. It's a weird tangent, but yeah, I feel like UFC. You know, like when I was in high school, it was like super.
Huge,
like
there
was
right.
When Brock Lesnar was in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a star power like Brock. Or there has been one like Brock since, because he kind of brought the WWE audience in.
Yeah.
And Dustin has kind of been one of their main draws for a while now, and they're going to miss him when he's gone, no question.
The Diamond in action tomorrow night in the Smoothie King Center. Let's hear what he had to say heading into his final bout of his career.
The final career media day, man. How does it feel just to, I guess, be going through these steps for what will be the final time?
A little surreal. It's kind of comes in waves. It feels like a normal fight week. All the pressure, all the obligations of fight week, cutting weight, repetitive interviews, thinking about the fight nonstop in the back of my head. But then every now and then it'll creep in, like, I can't believe this is the last time I'm ever going to sit in front of you guys.
Yeah, you had the face-off with Max yesterday, iconic location. I guess seeing him now after, you know, some years and sizing him up for the first time, any takeaways from that?
That boy's big, man. It was just cool feeling, cool moment to do it in a place that me and my family had such great memories. You know, amazing that it's here in New Orleans and in front of that church. It's just an incredible way to end this thing.
And last training camp, I know you'd said at the start you want to do everything right, like cut out even the little bit of drinking, all that stuff. Now that you're sitting here and all the work is behind you, do you feel like this was what it needed to be for the final fight?
Yeah, I did. You know, not that I didn't check all those boxes in every other training camp. I just really, really focus. I'm 90-something days completely sober, no alcohol, no marijuana. I don't like the diet fad talk, but I've carnivore, like I'd hate tossing around keto, carnivore, stuff like that, but for probably 4 months, 5 months, I've been eating just, I guess, kind of like a carnivore, just meat and berries, little vegetables here and there, and dude, I'm in the best shape. This is the lightest I've ever shown up to fight week. Incredible. So yeah, I did everything right.
And then just in terms of the fight itself, like what, I know you'd love to go in there and do something spectacular. What are you expecting out of Max? You said he looked pretty big when you saw him yesterday. So a lot of questions around his durability too, after being knocked out for the first time. What's this fight going to look like in your mind?
Yeah, with the durability talk, it's tough to say. You know, a lot of things play into that. Genetics, lifestyle, all kinds of stuff. We'll find out Saturday night if that shot really affected him, you know. That's my goal, is to find out. But I'm expecting another war. You know, I've been saying this every interview when I asked about this trilogy with Max. This is a trilogy spanning 13 years, and we've met at different points. We were different fighters, different men. So each fight has been so different. You know, even looking back to the last fight with him, there's little takeaways, but I think this is a whole different thing. So it's exciting, man. And Max is a legend, Hall of Famer, done incredible things in his career and going to continue to do so. So, and a good person. So fighting him for the last one, it seems poetic. Me being his debut in the UFC, him being my last fight, it's everything's happening at the right time.
Dustin, what does it mean to you to have the Acadiana Lafayette community here literally and figuratively in your corner for your last bout?
It's amazing. You know, I've been saying it all week. I don't come from a place with silver spoons, a lot of money. You know, I don't come from that. So all the travels and fights that I've had all over the world, a lot of people don't get to go. You know, a lot of people missed out some big moments in person. So to be so close to home where they can hop in their car and drive to New Orleans and have people in the arena, fans, family, friends that never got to see me compete live for this last one is super special.
And has the reality really set in that this is actually going to be taking place in New Orleans? And, you know, it's the perfect setup for you to not only go out on a high note, but as well as have all of your friends, family, and team along your side.
Yeah, I kind of think about it here and there. Last night, laying in bed before I go to sleep, like, that was my first night checking into my Airbnb here in New Orleans and doing the paperwork. I'm like, wow, it's really happening. This is really, really happening. But I think it's just the right time. I don't want to get retired from the sport. I don't want this sport to chew me up, and I want to walk away. I don't want it to retire me.
Dustin, do you think the fact that it being your final one and also the fact that it's here, do you think that adds an extra kind of sentimental component to the weekend?
100%. No question about it. You know, just being here in the vibe of New Orleans and knowing that it's my last fight, knowing that I have a great, worthy opponent standing across from me who's going to bring the fight, it feels special. It feels special to me.
What do you think makes Louisiana people so great? You know what I'm saying? So different. What do you think it is about Louisiana people that's just so one of a kind?
Work ethic, you know, the grit we have instilled in us from a young age, or growing up where I grew up. You know, we're not scared to work hard and earn things. That I feel like that's been a huge part of who I am as a fighter and a man from being raised like that. Just the grit of the day-to-day grind.
As you return for your last fight, you return home, you're on the precipice of completing a trilogy against a fellow Hall of Famer, and you also can go out as the baddest man. How ceremonial would this victory be for you?
It would be huge. It would be a dream come true. You know, my last fight, lay the gloves down in Louisiana. My debut in the UFC, I walked out to a Lil Wayne song. My final fight in the UFC, I'm walking out with Lil Wayne. I provided a beautiful life for my family, chasing this dream. I've learned a lot about myself. I've built businesses. I've built relationships with people that are going to be part of my life forever. Going out with that belt in Louisiana, not getting on a flight Sunday morning, driving home in a state where I live and reside, I mean, a state where I was raised and reside, is a storybook ending. So if I can get my hand raised Saturday night, walk out of there with that BMF belt, I'm the baddest motherfucker forever, man.
Way to end the interview there, Dustin the Diamond Poirier, as he gets ready for UFC bout tomorrow. Interested to see how this shakes out for him against the third time facing Max Holloway, and has won the previous two bouts, but is definitely the underdog going into this matchup for the title. And be a hell of a way to go out, though, in your, I think, a 15-year career in the UFC. And if you can go out with the belt around your, you know, waist in the final match of your career, that's pretty something special.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, shout out to Brendan Allen, who's from Louisiana. He was born here, went to Southeastern, and he's back. He's fighting Marvin Vettori on the undercard.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I was looking up, like, oh, man, maybe I could get a ticket for tomorrow night.
Nope.
I'm looking like on the secondary market, like our buddy Jimmy, and it was like $365 to get into the Smoothie King Center for upper bowl tickets. On the lower bowl area, you're at least looking at a grand for tomorrow night.
So you're going?
Maybe I'll flash my WWL credential. Maybe that'll get me in.
I don't know if that's going to work for you.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. Want to hear from you on the Okunor Jewelers Talk and text line 504-260-1870. Break in. Be right back after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We begin our trek around the NFC South. And first up, the back-to-back-to-back defending champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
There's a fourth back in there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Four straight. Titles for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rick Stroud joins us, who covers Tampa Bay and the NFL for the Tampa Bay Times. Rick, thanks so much for the time. How you been doing, man, as we get ready for training camp?
Yeah, man, it's almost here. We cling to that last few days of oxygen, you know, before the big marathon. So we'll be at it pretty soon on Wednesday. I guess they'll be at practice. So
what's been the buzz around this Buccaneers squad, especially on offense? You're looking at Baker Mayfield going into another year with a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, Baker's had two terrific years and under two coordinators. Obviously, Leon Cohen did an unbelievable job. Dave Canales came in here the first year, but both those guys have become head coaches. So I would think that Josh Grizzard feels pretty good about his chances next year. But no, I think, you know, the one thing that they have that they didn't have really with the other two was some continuity of system. You know, Josh was here as the passing game coordinator, as the third down guy. I think they led the league in third down percentage, and he's a bright guy. He's been in the league a while. He's never called plays before, so that's obviously a big learning curve, but he'll get lots of call it periods against Todd Bowles in training camp. But I think that, you know, for Baker going into his third year here, knowing the personnel, I think they've added to that a little bit on offense as well, and just the system is the same. The terminology is the same. Everybody's going to do something a little bit different as a play caller and has their own philosophies and things. But I think, you know, just for the first time, and I don't know, he's had eight or nine coordinators in his career. At least there's some continuity there.
Yeah, and I mean, what are the expectations for this team? And obviously, it's four straight NFC South titles, but, you know, 8 wins, 9 wins, 10 wins. You know, I keep waiting for one of those kind of someone runs away and hides with the division. It's been so weak for so many years, but it does seem to go down to the wire. I'm just curious, what is the kind of lower end expectations of if we don't get to this point, it will be a disappointment?
Well, I think, you know, they obviously got to win the division to be sure of going to the playoffs. I think they feel like that's the minimum. But this team, you know, feels like they should go further, even though they did certainly last year. You know, 2 years ago, they beat the Eagles. They went to Detroit, played them down into the last 2 minutes of that game. You know, very easily could have gone to the NFC Championship. And, you know, the goal was always the Super Bowl every year. But this is a group that's been together now for a good bit of time, and they've added to it with some young players. It's a young football team. They were the second youngest team in the league last year, but there's still a few holdovers from the Super Bowl years. And really, you know, and you guys know this, it's so much of it is about the health of the team. They're starting off the season, you know, without Tristan Wirfs, and we'll see if he's going to miss 2 weeks or 4 weeks or what that turns into. So that's not going to be an easy thing for them, starting at, you know, at Atlanta in the week one and then going to Houston week two. But if they can, you know, weather the injuries, they feel like they've added to their offense. Their defense is something that needs to improve, you know, with Hassan Reddick coming in here as an edge rusher. But this team has high expectations. You know, they've just given Jason Light and Todd Bowles an extension. They feel like these guys are going to get them back to the Super Bowl. And that's, you know, that's not unrealistic, I think, if they could stay healthy and make a run, you know, deep into the playoffs.
Looking at the running game for this Tampa Bay squad, Bucky Irvin, Rashad White, definitely the headliners there. Can they, though, provide the consistent running threat for the Bucs this year?
Well, I think they will. I mean, you know, Bucky Irvin really, you know, only started two games at the end of the year, other than the one that Rashad missed in New Orleans when they, you know, him and Sean Tucker ran for about 160. So, you know, Bucky's been a really good find. I mean, in the fourth round out of Oregon, and you know, just a guy that's hard to bring down. He's an inside runner, which they thought when they drafted him, he'd be more of an outside guy. Turns out he's better with the inside zones, and you know, had, I think, a lot of yards after contact. So, you know, Rashad White's in a career contract season. He won't be necessarily the starter this year, but he plays an important role on this football team. It takes more than one, and he's a great, you know, receiver out of the backfield, really good pass protector. So they got a good group, and they like Sean Tucker as well. He'll probably get a lot more reps than he did last season. So I think the biggest change for them last year with Liam Cohen, who is not here, is going from last in the league the two previous seasons to, like, I think top four in rushing. And when you can run the ball like that, and then you have Baker Mayfield, you know, able to, you know, to do some stuff on his own and play action passing, it really opens up stuff for their receivers. So they were very balanced last year, and I think it also brings an element of physicality. I think the strength of their team is their offensive line, and all five of those guys are back this year, minus Tristan Wirfs, who's going to miss some time in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, you mentioned the wide receivers. Obviously, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin coming back, Chris coming off that injury. Mike did get back at the end of the regular season, dealt with injuries last year as well. But, you know, Emeka Egbuka, number 19 pick overall in the draft. What are your early impressions? You know, anytime you can bring a wide receiver in from Ohio State feels like a bit of a win in and of itself.
Yeah, it really is. Those guys have had great success. And, you know, a lot of people looked at the Bucs, and it wasn't their biggest need. By far, you would have said inside linebacker or edge rusher, but Emeka was just, you know, such a clean player on both sides. You know, the talent is unbelievable, and then, but then, you know, his character is incredible, and he looks like he's a guy that's been in the league 4 years. He can play any of the four wide receiver positions. I think he'll probably play a slot receiver position. You know, the one thing he allows them is not to have to rush Chris Godwin back from that dislocated ankle. He's supposed to be ready on or about the start of the regular season, but, you know, Chris is going to push it really hard, as he did a few years ago when he tore three knee ligaments and managed to start against Dallas in the opener. But with Emeka on the board, and you know, Jalen McMillan, what a great job he did as a rookie, especially at the end of the year. You don't feel the pressure for Chris. Maybe you can kind of sit on him a little bit and make sure that he's 100% healthy. But there's no question they got a very strong receiving core. I mean, Mike Evans is 32 years old, but he's been as consistent as any player has ever played that position with 11 straight 1,000-yard seasons. So health is a big thing, but Baker's really in a good position with the offensive weapons. I mean, they averaged close to 29 points, 29.5 points a game the last year. So if you can approach that, and then the big thing is going to be if they can improve that defense.
And one more question, Rick. Curious, you know, from what you saw during OTAs, is there a player we should be looking out for to kind of, you know, wow everybody at training camp right now? Is there like a darling that you're keeping an eye on right now to really have like a breakout camp, I guess you could say?
Yeah, it's hard to judge guys in camp. I mean, Mecca obviously is going to be a lot of eyeballs on him, but right. I think, you know, they've really gone out and try to upgrade their cornerback position with Benjamin Morrison, who would have been a first-round pick if not for a hip injury. This guy was sensational in Notre Dame. You know, they got Jacob Parrish, another corner out of Kansas State. I think they've improved their defense that way. And so that's secondary with Antoine Winfield Jr. being healthy this year. I think that's absolutely going to help them. And they're going to move Tyke Smith out of the University of Georgia from nickel back to safety. So they've really worked on the back end of that defense. And so I think that's going to be the strength of their defense.
Awesome info on the Bucks. Thanks so much for the time, Rick. Have a great Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Rick Stroud covers the Buccaneers and the NFL for the Tampa Bay Times. You heard him right there. You can follow him on X at NFL Stroud, Stroud, for the latest on those Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with even more right after this on WWL. Got some big news for all you country music fans. Superstar and Louisiana own Lainey Wilson will be featured in a special guest at Mumford & Sons Railroad Revival Tour on Sunday, August 3rd at Champion Square outside the Caesars Superdome. We, WWL, have some pairs of tickets for you with your name on it starting Monday. You're going to have a chance to win, so stay tuned. Sing along with the English Folk Rock Celebration Mumford & Sons featuring Lainey Wilson and Trombone Shorty, courtesy of Live Nation and WWL. You know, that's one thing in the city I've not done, a musical experience at Champion Square. I have not seen a concert there yet.
I haven't either. I mean, I've seen concerts all around the city. I don't think I've ever seen one at Champion Square, though.
Yeah, and all the pregame, as you know, celebration for Saints games, we don't get to take part in, though.
I sometimes I wander over there, if that counts.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk, we'll return with more around the NFC South. Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons, up next after the news break here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.